This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. As President Trump gets set to meet with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, we have breaking news from the White House on English. Multiple sources tell CBS News Mr. Trump is planning to sign an executive order making English the official language of the U.S. The country's never had one in its nearly 250-year history. The executive order would rescind a federal mandate issued by former President Clinton, requiring all agencies that receive federal funding to provide language assistance to non-English speakers. And out of that meeting between Mr. Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, scheduled to get underway at the White House next hour, the two men are expected to sign an agreement on Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for U.S. military aid. Correspondent Natalie Brand.
Ukraine, of course, wants security guarantees and wants to ensure continued, you know, military support and assistance from the United States to deter against Russian aggression moving forward. Security guarantees, of course, a huge point that President Zelensky will be pushing.
Americans cut back drastically on spending last month, and even as inflation declined, they held off on saving what they made. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Personal incomes and spending increased during the month, but perhaps because Americans think they'll need to beef up their cash reserves, the personal savings rate, that's the percentage of disposable income that Americans do not spend in a given month, rose to 4.6%. That's the highest rate since June of last year.
The 911 call from caretakers has been released after they discovered the decomposing remains of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I think we just found one deceased person inside a house. Dude, they're not moving.
Investigators say the bodies were found in three separate rooms and there were no signs of a gas leak. Long before Slack, there was Skype.
Honey, who do we call? What do we do?
There's no way Haley's married.
It was used for an entire episode of ABC's Modern Family in 2015. Microsoft just announced on X it is shutting down its online voice and video pioneer. The once tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world is a pile of rubble. Kingda Ka, which debuted 20 years ago, crashed to the ground in an implosion at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson Township, New Jersey this morning. It was retired last year to make room for new rides. Kingda Ka's speed record of 128 miles an hour was broken in 2010 by another coaster in Abu Dhabi. The clock's 149 miles an hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brutal winds today sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Hits WRJN. Got a message from Pam listening in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. She is hooked on the station. She listens all the time. Not the first time I've heard from her. Thank you for listening on the internet to the stream, Pam. Our stream available at WRJN.com.
When you're weary, feeling small. Are in your eyes, I will dry them away.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter. Don't have to worry, 'cause
the King, Elvis, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Two old friends getting back together. This reunification will be announced at 8:30 Monday morning with Don Rosen, here exclusively on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Egg Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN. I grew up going to a Catholic grade school, so the nuns encouraged us to play this song, Midnight Confessions. WRJN.
Telling me that you're near.
best, one of their most famous, with that choreography of theirs where they put their hand out when they sang Stop in the Name of Love. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Let's get Stuart J. Waddles in here with another update on the local news scene from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty as a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
city woman. Ba, da, da, da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Ba, da, da, da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Ba, da, da, da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman.
Stampeders, sweet city woman. They're from Calgary, where they hold the Calgary Stampede. See where I'm going with that? Here's one of a few songs in the history of rock and roll that used a harpsichord. Oh, yeah. The Yardbirds, WRJN.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless hits.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I don't care how old the song is. If it sounds good, it just plain sounds good. And this one sounds just plain good. Beatles, WRJN.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Plus Hits, WRJN. A reminder, tonight is the concert. Is that we've been talking about it for months. Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon and the Association together in one show, just go. Okay, if you're thinking, well, I don't know, do I want to go? Yeah, you want to go because you're missing out on a great event. I've seen both of these performers in concert several times, and they're just playing good. They're really good. So many great songs, great musicians, great vocals. Just go. We'll see you there. I'll be there. And if you spot me, catch up with me. Say hi, okay? I'd appreciate it. I'd like to talk to you. Reminder that this is the weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, for the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It happens starting at 10, both Saturday and Sunday. There'll be home remodeling tips, energy efficiency tips, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, and WRJN going to be broadcasting too. Just a lot to go and take in and learn, okay? So we'll see you there. Memorial Hall tomorrow and Sunday starting 10, both days. Tickets at the door, just $2, or bring a non-perishable food item, okay? Details? You want details? RacineCountyI.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Thank you.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. Boys High School basketball last night in a game heard on WRJN. Waterford lost to Westosha Central. Final score 77-43. Tomorrow, baseball. Brewer baseball. That's a summertime thing, isn't it? On WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da, da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Somehow, so if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind. Yeah, I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The war in Ukraine and a much-touted minerals deal top the agenda as President Trump hosts Ukraine's President Zelensky. CBS's Natalie Brand.
What's at stake today is this other agreement pertaining to rare earth minerals and trying to develop a partnership between the United States and Ukraine on that front. Of course, we are talking about critical assets that, you know, are in everything from electronics to military equipment. Fighter jets.
President Trump is set to sign an executive order later today that will make English the official language of the U.S. The latest legal ruling went against the Trump administration in its bid to government downsize.
The court ruled that the Office of Personnel Management has no authority to implement these layoffs, especially based on some pretense of poor performance.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, the case involves the firing of thousands of probationary workers. In the Gene Hackman death investigation, Sheriff Aiden Mendoza says patience is in order.
The autopsy is going to be key, and the toxicology, that could take a while.
Bodies of Hackman and his wife were found in their New Mexico home in separate rooms.